Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Yeah, it's that time again, Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Different kind of show. We're not going to talk straight sports. Talk wagering. Love that. Talk the scientific side of sports, political side of sports, sociological side of sports, economic side of sports, all this and more straight away on Sports Overnight America. Heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, great radio stations like 1400 KSHP in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, the guys will be back. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, he's going to tell you again who he likes in the Super Bowl. I'd listen and then bet the other way. Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, will be with us from Galaxy Sports back in Pennsylvania. Ralph Tycho, author. We've had him on a couple of times, but I really enjoyed his book, Comfortably Zoned, a Nevada Pine Tar, with Ralph Zig Tycho, George Grimm, forward by Peter Gullenbeck, and Mark Littell, the former Major League hurler. He'll be with us. We'll play a little bit Barron Sports Trivia all straight away. Obviously, the big story, Super Bowl Sunday. The Rams now a four-point favorite. They were a four and a half. Well, they opened at four. Went to four and a half. Now it's four. I think it's going to be that close. I can see the Rams winning 31-27, 30-27, something in that realm. The over, the total is only 48.5 or 49, depending on where you might be looking. So I think it's going to go over. A lot of my friends think it's going to go under. Your comments at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Aaron Rodgers wins the AP MVP on Thursday night for the National Football League. And I don't know how you can give it to somebody who put his entire team at risk when he said he was immunized. And of course, but he wasn't vaccinated. But if you think I'm wrong or right, email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. NBA trading deadline came and went on Thursday of this week, and some interesting moves, and CJ is no longer a Blazer. All this and more straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette
party. Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2 in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? We could romance the legal copy. It never gets the attention it deserves. And some lawyer worked real hard on it. So take it away, lawyer.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Now that was some beautiful legal. Well done, lawyer. Well done.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Sports Overnight America. Later, of course, we'll talk to Ralph Zig-Tyco, his fine book. We've had him on a couple times the last couple of months, and it's so much baseball talk, we got to have him on. Comfortably zoned, the Nevada Pine Tar, Ralph Zig-Tyco, George Grimm, the forward by Pila Golenbach and Mark Littell. Pick it up Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. If you love baseball, you will love Comfortably Zoned, the Nevada Pine Tar. Mark's not with us at this point this evening. Hopefully he'll join us right now, Art Source, even later back east in Pennsylvania. But Art takes something to stay up and answer the trivia question, the Barron Sports trivia questions correctly. What are you taking this good evening, Mr. Art Source?
Well, I still do my focus factor, and I found some new stuff. It's called ProForce, and it's a nootropic and really good stuff. I'm trying to get them to be our sponsors, Fred. You know, we have to stay up late and be on top of things. So I figured this should be a good one.
All right, so here's the situation, folks. We don't have Mark, but Mark likes Cincinnati in the Super Bowl Sunday against the Rams. The Rams were 4, went to 4.5. Now it's back to 4 last time we checked this evening. And Mark is the world's worst sports handicapper. Now, he had that one right, Cincinnati, a couple weeks ago, which means he's got no shot on this one. Art Source, what opinion might you have on the Super Bowl 56 in Los Angeles?
Well, you
on
know, I got on the website, got the complete media package, 790 pages, breaking it down like Hank Stram and the 580 different matchups, blah, 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 blah. So I've deciphered it all. And, Fred, much like you, you were talking 31-28, 27-24. I see the Rams winning by 3 or 4 points. So I'm going to try to get the hook and take the Bengals, and I'm going to take the over. And I just think that the, it might even be 31-30 with a late Matt Gay field goal. I just think it's going to be one heck of a game. What is it, 90 degrees?
Yeah, they're talking. They're talking
not for Sunday.
Yeah, they're talking about 90 degrees. And again, I guess the Rams would have an advantage in that Cincinnati's a lot cooler most of the time than LA. But as a former player, an NFL player, and you're wearing those heavy uniforms, do you think that makes that much of a difference in a circumstance like this?
Well, I got to tell you, especially now because these guys are used to, even California's been really cool, and so I got to tell you, if it's that hot on on the stadium floor, it'll be approaching near 100 degrees, and you're gonna need to But the other thing is, Fred, there's so many TV timeouts now. You know, that's another thing. It's the Super Bowl. You got to cram in all those ads on NBC, which they've done great on. You know, another reason why I like the over in this game is because they like to extend this game. You know, in the regular season, they want to fit everything in that three-hour slot. Guy goes out of bounds. They wait 1,002, 1,003, and then the clock starts. I've noticed in championship games and in Super Bowls, the games seem to go longer because they're trying to get as much advertising revenue as they can into the game, which makes sense.
What do you think about $7 million for 30-second spots?
You better get in there, and that's for 30 seconds. Yeah. You better have one heck of an ad. I can think of a lot of things I could do with $7 million.
All right, so now they're talking.
The profile it needs.
Okay, that's bad enough, but that's a major business getting involved and either wasting their money or not wasting their money. Folks, Art, Fred, and hopefully Mark will join us this evening on Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, so $7 million for 30-second spot. Now I read that some of the parking spots are going for $4,000. Now, let's think about this. A seat, let's say $10,000, you're taking your son, that's $20,000, a parking spot. So you're paying $24,000 for 3 hours of entertainment. Pretty expensive, no?
Well, Fred, I was looking at the prices, and they were talking the cheapest possible ticket is $3,500.
Yeah.
Now, that's up in the nosebleed section, 70,238 people. And then they have the medial, the medium seats, which are like 14,000.
Oh, God.
And then you go up to the top of the line, 50-yard line, mezzanine section, $35,000. Really and truly, is this becoming just a game for the multimillionaires and the billionaires? I mean, I've told you that I got to go to the first game. You got to go. You had your aerial set up at your dad's house.
Right.
I mean, my dad probably spent $50 that day, for both of us. And I had a chocolate malt, and, I got my Packer pennant and the whole shot. I mean, are they pricing pro sports out of the game?
Yeah.
Basically, for the average fan.
Of course they are. I mean, almost everything. Insulin, if you're a diabetic, certainly, and that's more important, is certainly out of the reach of a lot of people in this nation. But if something like this going through the roof, again, you mentioned the 67 Super Bowl, I think the most expensive ticket was $12. Now, again, with inflation, so that would be, $70, but not $35,000, as Art just indicated on Sports Overnight America. I'm going to watch Al and maybe his last performance on NBC and Chris do their thing. And you think it's going to be Al's last spiel on
NBC?
I
watched him with Marchand and Urand,
right?
The guys from the New York Post, the media critic, and the guy from the Sports Business Journal. And I had a pretty good feeling based on what I saw that Alfalfa is pretty much done. I think he's going to be with Amazon. I have a funny feeling it's going to be Troy Aikman who's going to be with him.
Yeah.
And I think they'll bring Michelle Tafoya along. And I think Fred Gadelli and I think Drew Esikoff are going to also be part of that package. Because they basically promised Tirico, this opportunity. And you have to stick with what they said. And Mike Tirico, I don't know if you saw the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics.
I did, yeah.
He and Savannah Guthrie, they got right there on the edge, and they got him the hell out of town pretty quick, I noticed.
Folks, you can email us. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com, right here on Sports Overnight America. All right, I grew up loving the Olympic Games. I watched the opening ceremony, and I've watched very little since. Do you think the ratings will be higher? Where do you think the ratings might
down,
be for them?
Everything that I've read is they're down 50% to 60%. NBC is really taking it in the shorts. And I gotta believe they do this. I mean, they didn't fly anybody over there. They had a very small skeleton crew.
Yeah,
that actually went to Beijing. They're doing most of it out of the Cromwell Connecticut, Greenwich, Connecticut, Comcast headquarters. So for me, you know, I look at it as if, you know, honestly, and I do love downhill skiing. I love giant slalom. I mean, I'm a bobsledder. I love watching the Norwegian girls do the curling.
Right.
They're gorgeous.
Right.
I mean, there's some things I'd like to see. Figure skating, I think, is really awesome. There's some great stories. You know, the girl that's parents are, you know, from the United States and China, Gu.
Yeah.
She wants something nice. You know, I do enjoy the Olympics, but Fred, I got to tell you, with what's going on with China and everything I've read, it just put a sour note in my mind, in my taste buds for the Olympics. So I'm kind of like laying low. And, you know, my wife and I, we get in there every once in a while. I might watch a few minutes of it. But it's just a real sad, sad phenomenon. I mean, you know, I look at our country and what we stand for nowadays, and you know, I don't even think we should have went to this Olympics, to be perfectly frank. And I don't know, what are your thoughts on that, Fred?
I don't know. I don't think we should be there, not for political reasons. I think it's frightening from a COVID reason. I just don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, so I would have said no, of course, from that aspect. But there's so much money to be made, and
what do we always talk about? What runs the world of sports now?
Great.
Starts with a G and ends with a D, right?
Yeah, no question. Hey, we're going to come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia. Unfortunately, Mark's still not with us, but Art will try his best. And his age with the pills, he might do okay. We'll find out on Barron Sports Trivia up next on Sports Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Later, Ralph Zig-Tyco, his fine book, Comfortably Zoned in a Vat of Pine Tar, which you can pick up at major bookstores and Amazon.com. Comfortably Zoned in a Vat of Pine Tar. Well, we're playing Barron Sports Trivia. Unfortunately, the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini, so far not with us this evening, but Art Source is. And Art, before the Super Bowl, what NFL club won the most NFL championships before the Super Bowl?
I'd have to go with the Green Bay Packers on that one.
See, I think a lot of people would have guessed the Bears. Why did you go for the Packers?
Bears had some great years under George Papa Bear Halas. I think they won 4 or 5, right?
Yeah. The answer is, as Art just indicated, Green Bay Packers actually won 9 before 1967, and of course the latest ones at that point with Lombardi, but way back too. So the Packers are the answer with 9. All right. This is a good question, I think. First and only NFL player with 7 two-point conversions in his career. 7 two-point, not a pat. No, it would have been somebody either running or catching, I guess.
Well, in the old days, you weren't allowed to go for 2.
True. So it's so
that takes a lot of people out of the yeah. out of the equation. Cool. That's an interesting one there, Fred.
I'll say San Diego State.
Oh, really? Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk. Art, you're sharp tonight. A lot of people would have jumped from San Diego State, would not have jumped directly to Marshall Faulk. 7.
Can I tell you something? I watched him in the Holiday Bowl play against Iowa.
Right.
And I got to tell you, he was the most impressive thing that I've ever seen that night. I also saw him play in a Freedom Bowl against USC. And I got to tell you, Marshall Faulk in college was unbelievably dynamic. And he was in professional football, too. By the way, I was happy to see Dick Vermeil get in the Hall of Fame, you know, with the 8 guys that got in last night. And I was a little bummed out because I wanted my old teammate Clay Matthews to get in. But I also was a fan of Sam Mills and what he went through. So I was pretty happy to see the picks they had. What were your thoughts on that, Fred?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking this morning when I saw the show Thursday night that Dick Vermeil, almost 50 years ago, he coached at UCLA. So my question to you, Art, and to anyone listening coast to coast and around the world, where the heck did the 50 years go? Art?
You got that right. He recruited me. He was a great guy. I mean, you know, he was a special teams coordinator for the Rams when they had George Allen and also Chuck Knox. Really a great, great coach. And then he went to UCLA and he turned that program around. And actually, if it wasn't for a missed field goal by me at the end of the game in 1976, it would have changed the course of history. Joe Roth and Cal would have went to the Rose Bowl with Mike White, and Dick Vermeil might not have played against Ohio State and might not have got the job with the Eagles the next year. So that shows you what an idiot kicker like me. Sometimes, you know, if you make one, you send somebody into history, and if you miss it, you might make him even a bigger historical figure.
I think I've met Dick a few times and interviewed him a couple of times. And I always thought he was a great guy, and I think most of the public believes that to be the case.
Oh, and Terry Donahue. You're not going to do any better than those two. And Terry Donahue's made some great impact on some kids with his camp, which, by the way, is this weekend, a Saturday, which, you know, we're on Saturday night, so it's a little late to talk about it. But he gets scholarships for kids who fall through the cracks for Division II, Division III, and he's done a great job with that. And his twin brother actually runs that down in Irvine.
All right, go back to Sports Overnight America and Barron Sports Trivia. What is the most common nickname for college teams? I think Division I. Maybe also Division II. I don't know. What is the most common nickname for all the college clubs out there in football?
I know there's lots of OSUs.
No, a nickname. I mean, you know, like Badgers.
No,
or something.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to go with, like, Eagles or some sort of bird.
You know what? Those pills are working. I would never have thought Mark and you would have gotten the Eagles without some hints. How did you know? Why did you guess Eagles? That's right. Yeah, they lead the world of college football with nine or ten.
You got to get this Pro Force. I mean, I'm 120 years old, Fred, and I feel like, you know, it got so bad the other night. I had a dream, and I woke up, and it was a bad dream, like a nightmare. And right. I was like, oh, boy, these pills, I don't know if I like these pills, because I'm remembering stuff I wanted to forget.
All right, first NFL quarterback to complete more than 400 passes in a season. First NFL quarterback to complete more than 400 passes in one season. Now, of course, they're throwing to 500, over 500, but this was the first to complete more than 400 in one season.
I got three guys that I want to go with, but one of them actually, you know, tag teamed it with Bob Waterfield, so I'm not going to go with him.
And Norm Van Brocklin, go ahead.
Yeah, he was a grumpy coach.
Right.
400. It wouldn't have been the Packers.
Well, you got.
How about Sonny Jurgensen?
Well, let me give you a hint. Obviously, they're playing 12. Think of 14 or 16 games.
Okay, so it's a little bit later on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Dan Marino.
All right, University of Washington.
Really?
Canadian Football League.
Warren Moon.
Warren Moon, yes, in 1991, I think, for the Houston Oilers.
He was amazing, huh?
Wasn't he?
What a gifted thrower he was. Very underrated in history. You know, had that game gone a little differently, the game where the Oilers were winning big at halftime, and they stuck Frank Reich in, and it was the greatest comeback of all time.
Buffalo,
I think that team had a chance to win a Super Bowl, and you know, it was just a sad situation that Warren. Yeah, Lee Steinberg speaks very highly of Warren. I've only met him a couple times, but always been a class act whenever I've actually been around him.
All right, let's talk about a quarterback. And that's it for Barron Sports Trivia. Thank you, cousins Lisa and Andy. But quarterbacks, Thursday night at the NFL Awards. This is just for the regular season. Aaron Rodgers won the MVP. I was very upset. Art, I don't know your opinion. Should he have won?
I don't think so, Fred. First of all, he lied, you know, to his teammates and put his whole team in jeopardy. He lied to the league. He actually statistically got outplayed by one of the great quarterbacks in the history of the game, Tom Brady, in his retirement year. I saw Jonathan Taylor as being a potential guy. Cooper Kupp, the Triple Crown of receivers. There were so even Joe Burrow accomplishing what he accomplished supersedes, in my opinion, what Aaron Rodgers did. But I guess it's based just on the regular season. So from that perspective, I can see why they gave it to him. But boy, I gotta tell you, to be a four-time NFL MVP and have one world title and have lost four NFC championship games, it's not looking good for Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion.
You know, I think the record in the playoffs is like 11-10 versus yeah. Brady's, which he's won four times as many as he's lost. So
35-7 or something like that.
Yeah, some crazy numbers. So that's rather interesting, I think. And I think your point well taken. You know, I would agree with you. He put his entire team at risk. He put the NFL at risk by using that
but
word immunized.
Sure but don't they just love Rodgers? You know, we've talked about it. You know, I've got some friends who have known him personally at Cal and stuff, and there's some rumors out there that, you know, he might be, you know, gay or whatever. But I'm wondering if that's part of this whole deal. We're going to find out as he comes out of the closet if that's part of this whole deal. Because, you know, I watched that show last night, Fred, and there was a part of it where they came out with the commercial talking about the NFL is this.
Yes.
And they hit every possible LGBTQ.
Yeah.
The thing on the planet, and then correspondingly right after that they came out with the award for the, you know, the NFL MVP. It made me wonder what's really going on a different level.
All right, we're gonna take a break and talk to Ralph Zig Tyco, Comfortably Zoned in Nevada Pine Tar.
He's the best, by the way. I got to spend some time with him the other day, and friends, if you get a chance to read these books, they're absolutely fun. And Ralph's a good guy.
Yeah, no question about that. We'll come back with Ralph, and then we'll come back with Art, and maybe Mark will join us. Who knows? Anything's possible. Late night on Sports Overnight America.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129 in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Yeah, welcome back, of course, Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. We've had Ralph Tycho on a few times over the last couple of months. Very interesting book, 500 pages of everything you want to know about baseball in New York and baseball even after the two teams left and whatever. Comfortably zoned in Nevada Pine Tar with Ralph Zig Tycho, and written also by George Grimm, and the forewords, of course, by Peter Goldenbach, fine writer, and Mark Littell, fine major league hurler. And Ralph, you know the rope here. You're back on Sports Overnight America. I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
The only time, I've been to New York a few times in my life, but the only time for a long period of time was 1987, for 7 weeks off and on when I was filling in at WFAN. Even then, in 1987, there was something special about the sports fan in New York. Now, you were fortunate. You were born in New York in the 50s, and the bottom line is you had three clubs, and you've talked to so many people. Now you live in San Francisco, but you've talked to so many people. Was there a time in baseball that was where the fans were as adamant and strong as they were in New York when you were being brought up?
You know, the departure of the Giants and Dodgers illustrated how much baseball meant to New York City. And I think the Giants-Dodgers rivalry was terrific. But without the Yankees in there, it just wouldn't have been the same. I was born in the 40s, not the 50s, and came to baseball really early. My grandfather took me to all three stadiums in 1951. And I can't tell you what a thrill it was. I got to see DiMaggio in his last year. My grandfather pointed it out that he described DiMaggio as the greatest player of all time. And the other three center fielders, Mays, Mantle, and Duke Snider, were incredible as well. So it was wonderful times. And I must say, by leaving, the spirit of New York City died. And no question about it. And I know you're a Californian, and you were delighted when the Giants came out here and the Dodgers came to Southern California. How did that change California having two major league teams?
All right, let me state this unequivocally. Again, I've lived in L.A. 99% of my life, 6 months in Portland where it rained every day, and Vegas for a couple years, 5 days a week when I was doing Valley Sports Central. So I'm a Los Angelino, as you indicated, but I don't see the hostility toward, let's say, from Dodger fans to Giant fans. Or when the Angels came in existence in 61, I'm an Angel fan, too. I don't see a hostility toward the Angels nor the Dodgers from most of the fans in Southern California, which I think is different than you're talking about when you were brought up in the 40s in New York, where you either were a Yankee fan, a Giant fan, or a Dodger fan, and you were angry at the other clubs.
I don't see that, what you see. I see a rivalry that has continued. 70s, 80s, 90s, Giants and Dodgers always had it going. And it's not the same, naturally. The proximity of the teams in New York, literally a subway ride. And it couldn't be replaced, let's put it that way. And I think if the rivalry were to continue, and it did, wasn't it great that it was Northern California against Southern California?
Yeah, but I think it's more from San Francisco, the smaller city, against the bigger city, Los Angeles, and vice versa. Comment.
Okay, I can appreciate that. And there's also the sub-rivalries. As you said, the Dodgers and the Angels, we had in 1968 the Oakland A's became.
Yeah.
And that's a terrific rivalry. I must interrupt for a second to send my condolences to the Giambis. Jeremy Giambi ended his own life in the last day or so, and I can't tell you how sad it is when a 49-year-old person in the prime of life chooses to no longer be, and whatever his reasons, my prayers and thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
Book is Comfortably Zoned, the Nevada Pine Tar. Rob Zig-Teichel with us and talking about Mr. Giambi. Yes, we discovered that the police discovered he shot himself. I am not a scientist. I am not a doctor. But he admitted he took PEDs while he was playing. You think?
Well, he was very, very, very addicted to to beds. And what people don't realize, your personality changes drastically. And I, whether or not that was a contributing factor to his death, whether his famed play where he might have stuck with him as it did with the L.A. relief pitcher who passed away.
Lee Smith, yeah.
No, it wasn't Lee Smith.
You mean Tyler Staggs, the starting pitcher?
No, but ironically, I read an article today about Tyler Staggs that he may have gotten his drugs from Matt Harvey.
Yeah.
And, it's very scary. Who was it?
You're going to say who gave up the home run in 86. And I said, Lee Smith, I totally apologize. I've lost my mind. And I can't think of the, of course, he died a couple years later. Sad as, he couldn't get over giving up the key hit for the Angels in that circumstance.
And it wouldn't surprise me if Giambi, who didn't slide against the Yankees in the playoff, if that affected the rest of his life. If it did, whether or not it did, it's a tragic situation.
Folks, email us, sportsfred@aol.com, right here on Sports Overnight America. Our guest, Ralph Zig-Tyco, comfortably zoned in Nevada Pine Tar with Ralph Zig-Tyco, George Grimm, forward by Peter Golenbach, and fine Major League hurler Mark Littell. We're talking anything baseball. In this book, a lot of it's New York, but a lot of it's baseball period. Let me put you on the spot here. You mentioned you've got a piece on Bob Gibson and how tough he was, and he didn't want Timmy McCarver to come out to the mound, and he made a crack and all this, and everybody knew that about Bob Gibson. On the other side, you got Sandy Koufax. Now, basically, Koufax from the University of Cincinnati signed in 55, and he had to join the Dodgers in 55, and Gibson joined the Cardinals in 59. There was a period there where they were up against one another. But over, if you had one of these two and you had to make a choice between Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson, which direction would Ralph Zig-Tyco take?
You know, I might go Juan Marichal.
You could certainly do that. 16 innings, of course, the Braves in a game that people will not ever forget. But I don't think he was as dominating in my mind as these other two. So let me put you on the spot between Koufax and Gibson. If you had one game to win, who might that be?
Well, what year was it?
Well, when that one let's game, say Koufax. One
game, because Koufax was absolutely dominant for 5 years.
Yeah.
He was, and to say that Gibson wasn't absolutely dominant would be a mistake. 68 especially, they changed the rules.
Yeah.
They lowered the mound because of Bob Gibson. Now, I equate that with Will Chamberlain. When Will Chamberlain would fill up the lane, they extended the lane.
And in college basketball, they took away the slam dunk for a year or two from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at that point, Lou Alcindor. The name, of course, we're trying to think of. There's Donnie Moore. Who gave up the key hit in 86 for the Angels, and how sad his life ended a couple of seasons later. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Let me tell you why I lean a little bit toward Gibson. He could hit. And now they're going to take away the pitcher hitting in both leagues, I presume.
That is a great topic. There have been so many terrific stories about pitchers hitting and not hitting.
Yeah.
Some of the great hitters when I grew up, Don Newcomb was a terrific. Bob Turley of the Yankees, who, incidentally, was responsible for many Mickey Mantle home runs. Some players didn't like to get the sign who was what pitch was coming.
Right.
Bob Turley was an incredible sign stealer, and Mantle depended on him. I'm going to miss the idea of pitchers hitting, mainly because the the charm of the game to me was the strategy in the old days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get them on, get them over, get them in. And now it's a home run or strike out. And it changes the game. Not for the better.
No question about that. I think since Manfred has taken over, the seven-inning doubleheader is crazy. The worst thing, of course, is the extra inning rule. Not once in my life, unless, of course, I had to work the next day, would I look at my watch because a game is running 12 o'clock midnight or whatever the case might be. I loved extra inning games. They've basically taken that away with this ridiculous extra inning rule.
Do you remember the lyrics, take me out to the ball game?
Yeah.
I don't care if I never get back.
Yeah.
What is that about in today's? What is the hurry of leaving early? Now, Los Angeles is famous for crowds leaving early. And getting there late. And I don't understand it. It's a mystery.
Well, again, the seven-inning doubleheaders, I think that was their excuse, their alibi for doing that was COVID. If it drops to a point where, you know, it's non-existent or limited existence of COVID, do you think we'll come back to what we should have, regular nine-inning? You know, even in the minors, in the PCL, as like a 57 before the Dodgers came here, you played a nine-inning game, and then you played a seven-inning game if you had a doubleheader. Here, you got a seven-inning game and another seven-inning game. You think we'll come back to 9-9 once COVID leaves us?
I think they're planning on doing that now, if I'm not mistaken. And they're also planning on eliminating that horrible rule of putting a runner on second in extra innings.
You mentioned Don Newcomb. Before we go, I got to talk about this. I didn't realize he never won a World Series game. His ERA was like 8. Any excuse for that? I mean, Don Newcomb was a great pitcher. Obviously, as a Brooklyn Dodger fan, any Brooklyn Dodger fan will remember that. As a Giant fan, you know how tough he was, yet an 8-something ERA. And you mentioned that in Comfortably Zoned the Nevada Pine Tar. Talk about Don Newcomb.
I'll talk about Don Newcomb in relationship to who his competition was and how great those Yankees of his era were.
Oh, yeah.
Berra owned him, pure and simple. And, you know, when the Yankees would play the Dodgers, as a Giant fan, I'd have no horse in that bet. It wouldn't matter to me who won, but I so much enjoyed the competition. And one of the most interesting thing, and you wanted to talk a little bit about the Giant pitcher Sal Magley that went to the Dodgers when I was a very
young kid. What, Don, Ralph, we're going to do that in another time in the near future. We'll have you back. I've loved the book Comfortably Zoned in Nevada Pine Tar. Ralph Zigtyko, George Grimm,
Amazon.com. Amazon.com, and enjoy the book. It was meant to be enjoyed. I got the best review of that book. Somebody, Sil Abel, I sent him a book, and I said, what did you think about it? And he gave me the highest compliment. It's bathroom reading.
George Costanza definitely read it in the bathroom on Seinfeld. I'm sure of that. Ralph, we'll have you on again. You know that. The book, again, Comfortably Zoned, the Nevada Pine Tar, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Ralph, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you, Greg.
Ralph with us, and he'll be on again. And come back with the guys.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Thank you very much, Ralph Zigtyko. Comfortably zoned in a vat of pine tar. Pick it up, major bookstores, Amazon.com. And quickly, Art Source. So much is happening in sports. Thursday, NBA trading deadline. And the Philadelphia club and the New Jersey club made quite a deal. I have felt sorry for Ben Simmons. I think he will show up big, if not this year, in the future, with the Nets. Your comments.
Well, I was kind of amazed. You know, that was a blockbuster trade. Harden going to the Sixers to team up with Embiid. I like what the Brooklyn Nets got out of the deal. I mean, Simmons plays lockdown defense. You know, Kyrie Irving, he likes to have the ball in his hand. You know, I'm kind of wondering how he's going to be a point guard, but you know, maybe he'll play the off guard. Who knows? Maybe he's been practicing his shot, Fred. If he has, that'll be a real positive thing for Brooklyn. But I was really blown away by the fact that Durant and Harden don't like each other.
Oh, yeah.
Durant had a chance to pick Harden 4 or 5 times in the LeBron-Durant All-Star game deal, and he blew right by him, and LeBron wound up picking him on his team.
All right, let me ask you something. You know, I used to like the East versus the West. Of course, I always rooted for the West. They changed that a few years ago, giving two players the choices. You know, if you look at an almanac or something, I don't know what they're going to say about that, but what are your comments about?
It's ridiculous, Fred. Absolutely. The Chinese Basketball Association, that's ridiculous. I don't understand why they would do that. The East versus West, it's been that way since the very beginning. I never missed an NBA All-Star game. They were like watching the Harlem Globetrotters. But the rest of the league, the rest of the style of play in the league is just like the old East-West NBA All-Star games. No defense. I mean, it's like really, I mean, it's not a game of basketball for which I'm familiar with. And I love college basketball. I mean, I look at that Pac-12 is just, they're playing some great basketball. The whole country. There's nobody who's a real favorite right now in basketball.
Well, the favorite is Bill Walton to destroy me watching college basketball, because every time he shows up, I must turn the sound down. Art, thank you very much. Mark, even though you weren't with us this evening, you'll be back next week. Dom, thank you. Mario, thank you. And everybody listening across America, much more. Don't turn that dial. Don't punch anything up on Sports Overnight America.